Iris.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to Girl We Have to Talk podcast. And how are you, Jamie? Any updates? Anything that you'd like to talk about?
I'm really proud of myself because I bought a new battery for my Dyson that I've had for a while that I was originally just going to throw out. I'm really proud that I figured out how to get a new battery, and I think that's what the issue is. And yeah.
That's awesome. That's a vacuum, right? Yeah,
it's such
right?
an adulting thing to do. Yes, a Dyson vacuum, correct, because Dyson makes many products now. This is true.
That's awesome. So that'll be great for you. You'll be able to vacuum in your new house. It'll be
exactly
amazing.
Exactly in my old place too. Yep. So it'll be clean. So yeah. How about you? What's new with you?
I'm trying to think if there is anything new with me.
Mm-hmm. How's your new outdoor furniture?
It's great. I was just outside putting up some lights.
Oh, I love it.
So yeah, no, everything is really like good. Mm-hmm. I don't think I have any new updates. I still have the same job.
Yeah, still looking for jobs, but you still have the same one.
Yep.
You're always looking.
Totally.
I'm pretty sure you have to do that as an HR professional. Isn't that a requirement?
I mean,
always looking for jobs?
Always, for me. I'm trying to think. I don't really think there's anything else happening over here. Like, no new stories. We already talked about that.
Yeah.
So nothing.
We're superhuman.
Yep. We are maybe mutants now.
Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
I've always wanted to be an X-Men.
Me too. Yeah. So it's so funny because there was this thread that went around with like people that I grew up with in my neighborhood, because we had this thing called the Pit where I grew up, and I grew up in like the northern suburbs. Mm-hmm. And it was the depository for the Des Plaines River, like where the Des Plaines River ended. It was the most disgusting place to take your kids to swim. Oh. And it had a slide. And that's where I went as a kid. And so we were joking like, man, we're already like, we don't even need the vaccine considering what we swam in as kids. But seriously, it was good to get the vaccine. But we were all joking about that. Like, that was so disgusting. Like, why did anyone think that was okay to bring kids to?
I don't know. I feel like they just had different, fears at that point.
No, it's true. I was talking with a client, too, about, like, being a kid and, like, you know, how you used to be able to bring food in, like, and mm-hmm. there were no such thing as like food allergies. Like, it was just like, oh, you're sick. Like, what's wrong with you? You know, mm-hmm. like no one had a nut allergy.
No, just bring in some cupcakes for your birthday.
Right. Exactly.
Your mom is. Ooh, sorry. I don't think parents can make snacks anymore. Like,
no,
I think
you can't do that.
Package, so
yeah.
That's, which is kind of a real bummer. Like, I totally appreciate the food allergy part of it. So
obviously. No, I do too. I think
but
it's good, but
that,
it's
like,
just interesting.
Your mom couldn't bake you like a little cake and bring to school anymore. That kind of sucks.
It does, yeah.
You have to bring like a pre-packaged situation.
Yeah. Someday maybe we'll just be taking capsules for nutrients and there won't even be. Wouldn't that be sad?
I know. I like to eat, so that would be really sad. But I think that's it. We're vaccinated. Jamie's moving.
Mm-hmm.
That's
new. I didn't have a place, I think, last time we recorded.
Oh, okay. So you found a house.
I found a house.
Well, I think last time we were talking about your open houses. So now like, you have officially found a home.
Mm-hmm.
And you're moving
soon.
And
I sold mine.
And you sold yours. Mm-hmm. I think we knew that you sold your place the last time.
Oh, really?
You're responsible and you didn't really start going to the open houses and such.
No, I couldn't. Yeah.
So definitely you had sold your place the last time.
Okay.
And so you're there. Your person moves in on the 13th or something like that?
The closing happens in 3 weeks.
Okay.
So I move in
exciting.
3 weeks. Yeah, I'm so excited. Can't wait.
I'm sure. It's going to be really thrilling. Now, are you going to do anything special to your new house? Like any projects that you have in mind?
Oh, my
other
gosh.
Than, like,
I
moving?
Have many projects, and I told my sister and brother-in-law, and they were like, did you win the lottery? And we didn't know, because I'm like, solar panels. Maybe I'll get an electric gate.
Ooh.
For my driveway so I can have a fence all the way around. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe I'll add an addition on to the back.
I love it.
Not that I have money for any of those things, but whatever.
Baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
I think having like one project at a time for your like is a nice thing to do when you have the space, even in an apartment. Like I remember when I lived in an apartment, and there are some lifelong apartment renters, like where they're just like, I'm gonna rent here forever. And some of the things that they do to their apartments is really cool. Like a lot of the peel and stick stuff that's available right now allows you lots of like freedom to do things, like even if you're in a rental. Which I think is kind of cool. So like I think having a project to work on in your own space, be it like something you purchased or something that you're
excited about.
What is happening to me? I think I was outside in the sun and now I'm just like, I need a nap.
Yep.
So
your body's getting used to it. You're gonna nap when we're out.
I'm gonna fall asleep at the table. I'm trying to think. So yeah, that's gonna be really exciting. Maya's gonna have a yard, maybe an electric fence.
I don't think we're gonna do an electric fence. I meant an electric gate for the driveway because I can explain more, but it's something different than an electric fence for her. It wouldn't be for her. It would be electric gate to open and close the driveway get to the driveway. Cause I don't want to get a gate. That's a manual gate because that's not going to work for me. Yeah. I'm a millennial. I'm not going to do that. That's not how we roll.
No, I need something to help me. Okay. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, I just Googled it. Wayfair has an automatic driveway gate.
How much is it?
They've got a couple options, but the one that looks like nice is about $18.95, which I think is nice.
That's actually not bad.
Yeah. I mean, now, granted, they're out of stock, so you can put yourself on the wait list if you want it, but it has very good reviews. They have one for $1,900. So, yeah, like these look pretty cool, actually. So, hopefully, you can get something.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I mean, you know, my dad did say that they're kind of a mess because being out in the elements. And I was like, oh, yeah, I didn't think about. Ooh, there's this beautiful one on Etsy that's wooden.
Oh my gosh, I love that we're online shopping while we talk. I feel like these are all really good ideas. I don't know why I decided to Google that as soon as you mentioned it. I was like, driveway gate.
See? That's so smart.
Look at that. Okay. You're going to find something perfect.
Yeah. Although I don't know if that's for a garage door opener, but that's so cool. I love that. Yeah. So yeah, so I have some thoughts and stuff, but we'll see. I'm doing a really good job of like just allowing all the ideas to flow and feel really excited without feeling like I have to make a decision because, you know, I think I'm going to take my time and just see how things unfold as I move.
Totally. I love that for you. I love that for anybody, actually. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I don't have to do anything right away. I mean, other than I do actually have a whole list based on the inspection and seeing the house. Like, what do I need to do the first 3 months? What do I need to do the first 6 months? What do I need to do the first year? So that I have all figured out. So that's good.
I love it. Okay. Are you watching anything good on TV?
I started watching Mayor of Easttown. It's excellent. If you haven't started watching an Irish, you need to watch it.
I have not. I feel like I recommend
stuff to you and you don't watch. So, but that's fine. I think you just have so much to watch.
Yeah. Like I don't, what am I?
So
even,
what's going on? Why are you behind on television?
I'm just so behind.
What's going on?
I don't know. Like I literally am, what am I even watching? I'm struggling. Like I've barely watched one episode of a TV show today. It's crazy.
That's so great. Well, so you've been into your projects then.
I mean, I've been busy at work, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So like working has been keeping me from my television. And so, I mean, I'm grateful to be working, but like, ugh, it's kind of impeding on my time.
Yeah. But, work does that.
It really does.
It's a real bummer.
So I'm watching Younger, which is what I was trying to watch today. It's in its final season, and I really love this show. It's like cute and light. I'm watching The Circle on Netflix because I love The Circle on Netflix. And that is like a reality show I am watching. I am also watching, there is a documentary about some serial killer who's Richard Wright, I think is his name.
Okay.
And that's on Stars, so I'm watching that.
Oh, I think you sent me that one.
It's really good.
Okay.
I am watching What am I watching? I am also watching The Irregulars on Netflix, which is like a Sherlock Holmesy type of thing. Love that. What else? I'm gonna watch Shadow and Bone. That's like next on my list. Mm-hmm. Also, that show with Kate Winslet that you're talking about. It's on yes. my list. I just haven't started it. Oh my gosh,
it's just incredibly. It's really, really good. I watch Reno 911. I'm rewatching it because although I don't know that I watched the whole series because the episodes I'm seeing now, I'm not sure if I actually saw before. But that's been really fun to watch that show. And oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with the new Law and Order Criminal Intent and just like all the crossover stuff of Law and Order SVU that's going on with Stabler and Benson. There was a real bombshell last week. I'm not going to say, but
I have not watched either of these shows. I'm very behind. Crazy. I mean, my thing is like, unfortunately, if you're watching this, if you haven't watched it, I'm going to just spoil. I did see that his wife passed away.
I knew she had to pass away in the first episode. I actually didn't even think she'd still be alive in the first episode. I thought like she'd be divorced or she had mm-hmm. already died. But mm-hmm. like, I mean, yeah, you just know something's going to happen with Stabler and Benson. It has to.
I feel like that's what we've all been waiting for.
Yeah. So like,
I'm just looking forward to that. I'm waiting for it. But also I really like her with the old DA, which I mean, I think they dated-ish.
The old DA.
Yeah, like the one who was like Cuban. Oh my gosh, what was his name? It's probably Raphael.
They did not date.
Okay, what was happening? Well, I wanted them to.
I understand that, but they did not.
Yeah, I liked him. Was there another DA that she did date or like a lawyer?
Well, in real life, there was a lawyer who had a recurring role, and they ended up marrying in real life and are together.
That's wonderful. But
there was an investigator for IA, Internal Affairs, that she dated, and he died of cancer last season.
Yes, that's the one. Oh, man.
Yes, Tucker.
Mm-hmm. I like that. So I just want her to be happy. I just want her to be happy. And, somebody to raise her boy with.
Now, will she really be happy with Stabler? I don't know, but
I mean, I feel like we have to take into it. Like I feel like I've been talking to people about this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Different things make different people happy.
It's true.
Like, would I be?
It's true, but I really love that she is just like a strong, independent character, all in her mm-hmm. own. And I just think we don't have enough of those characters. But we'll see. Yeah, we'll see what makes her happy.
Yes. I mean, I hope and maybe it's not a relationship, but I feel like her. Yeah.
Well, do you want me to give away what the bombshell was that happened last week?
I don't care. Who knows? I'm probably not going to catch up on this until the summer. Oh,
yes. Now it was in the midst of an intervention with his kids because he's super unhinged because his wife just died.
I mean, but
said, I love her. I love you. And she was like, what? And the kids were just like, what? And he's like, I mean, I love all of you. And it was like, no, that's not what you said.
I love it. They're just serving it up for me right when I need it. I am going to be home this whole weekend and I think all next weekend too. So I'm just going to.
Oh, so you should. Yes, yeah, I have binge
time.
That.
I have time.
And I really like also his show. I love how it's like the same bad guy that they're mm-hmm. trying to go after. And I love that it's Dylan McDermott.
Oh my God.
So it's such an incredible bad guy.
Mm-hmm. But also, can I add that I'm really excited that he's working?
Dylan McDermott.
I am. I'm just like so happy that he has a job. Like, literally, I'm
Did
thrilled.
He not have a job before? Like, I mean, what? Was this a concern?
Yeah, it's like their whole, their whole life makes me very on edge.
Whose whole life? Dylan McDermott? What do I not know about him?
Nothing. I just like he makes me on edge. And I just want him.
Because he's a bad guy in a kind lot of stuff he plays?
Yeah. Okay. And I just, I want what's best for him. I do. And I'm just really happy that he's working. Like, it makes, because like, he deserves it. He deserves to be
I
working.
Thought you were going to say that about the character who plays Elliot Stabler because I haven't seen him around for
no,
ages.
No, he was in like a really funny show that was on FX for a while.
Oh,
it was
really?
Like, yeah.
Okay. Now I remember. Yeah. I mean, nothing will ever beat his character on.
No, he's always going to be. He's Stabler. Like, that's.
No. Actually, that's not the character I was going to say. The character on Oz. He is the most. I mean, he is the hottest character on that show. He plays such a deranged, hot. I mean, Oh, he plays the most unhealthy, like magnetic, charismatic character, and you just can't help but fall like into such lust for him. And he plays the character so well.
And you know what I
Oh.
think is interesting is like he is really, I want to say, unexplainably hot. Like if I'm really just like objective, I'm like, why is this animal magnitude happening? And I'm not sure, but it's working. Like it is one of those things where I'm like, I can't
Yeah, whatever you're
tell
doing,
you.
don't stop.
Yeah, like I can't tell you why he is. And every like I have never met someone who doesn't think he's sexy. It's like it is universal that people find him to be like
Yeah.
that's just a th but it's like
He's
but
that
also
old school manly man that we all want to pretend we don't love, but kind of do.
Right. It's so bad,
I
but it's
mean, that
great.
undershirt, you know, like no one
Yeah.
wears those kind of undershirts anymore.
Nope. He does. He's
And
just
that
he's
tattoo he has, I mean, it's like, oh, which I
Yeah.
don't know if is that's his character. I can't
Or just
remember
who
if
he is
he,
as a person. Who
yeah, I
knows?
can't remember if it, I saw it in that. But anyway, so yeah, I would encourage you to watch. It's good.
Yes, when I like I'm so happy. Like somebody asked me if I wanted to go to lunch this weekend and I was like, just no.
Good for you.
I was
Have
like,
you
I
been
really,
burning yourself out with too much interaction now that
I
you're
haven't been burning
vaccinated?
myself out. I just don't have enough time to watch TV and I want to stay home.
Oh, I know that feeling. Isn't it great when you're just like, oh my gosh, I have nothing else to do but watch. I mean, I'm really bummed because there wasn't a race this past weekend, although I was busy, but this coming weekend there's not a race either, so I have to wait another week for a race. It's very sad.
No,
You know what I'm talking about, of course.
you're
That's
talking about
something else
Formula
I'm
One,
watching
right?
is Formula One.
I
Yeah.
figured. I don't know if the people who are listening to this knew, but
Yeah,
I
I
knew. I
mean,
was like, I think I was like, I know what you're talking about.
so funny. I get really like, yeah, I take it pretty personal. My friend keeps making jokes about NASCAR, and I'm like, okay, I'm like, it's not NASCAR. It's very different. Let me tell you how different it is.
Like, I can explain to you all the reasons why it's superior for one,
Yeah,
but
I
two.
literally sent her a roster of all the drivers with their native country because she said something about being redneck. And I'm like, okay, actually, there are no American drivers right now. They're all other countries.
No, it's an, that's like a NASCAR thing. And NASCAR
Yes,
is, you
it's very
know,
NASCAR.
they have, I think, a couple diverse drivers now,
Oh, who
so.
even cares? It's
I don't
fucking shit
personally
compared to
watch it.
Formula
I'm just
One,
gonna
but
let them
whatever.
live their truth.
There you go.
So, anyway, anything else? Those are what that's what we're
No, let's get to what we're
watching.
talking about today.
Okay, that was what I was gonna ask you. What are we talking about?
Okay, here's what I've been thinking about because we
Okay,
were
I'm
texting
prepared to
about.
talk about anything as
Okay.
usual. So I'm just like, what is it that we're
Okay,
talking
now I
about?
want to stump you so you're not prepared, but that's okay. I'm not going to do that to you. But so we've been talking a lot about media influence, right? And what I've been thinking about is just like generally, because actually, you mentioned, so we were talking about that mom influencer, what's her name again?
Rachel Hollis, is
Rachel
that who?
Hollis, and we
Yeah.
were talking about Khloe Kardashian and just recent issues that they had with their reactions on social media or their actions, their comments on social media on their accounts, and then the reactions of their of
Fan
people
base,
of
yeah.
yeah, of their fan base, or maybe not just their fan base. And then we were also talking about Scott Peterson, because I think I had mentioned to you I had watched a documentary on him, in terms of the murder of Lacey Peterson, and I was saying, yeah, I'm not sure if he's guilty, actually. And I think a lot of it had to do with the way he was portrayed in the media. So what I was thinking about was the difference between people who go in, and this also goes along also with the book that we just read for book club, even though I wasn't able to go. That was about a mom influencer and her husband who was initially upset about that. Or he had feelings about that, and then the book sort of takes a turn. But what I was thinking about was the difference between people who actively choose going into media, meaning that they actively choose a life where they're engaging with social media or media in general, versus people who don't. And do we hold, should we hold them to a different standard? So, like I was saying about Scott Peterson, and also this happens with other people who are family members to people who are murdered. is they are often judged whether they're grieving appropriately. So JonBenet Ramsey is another example where the parents were considered guilty or were suspects because they weren't grieving what we would consider appropriately, which is so crazy because there really isn't a right or wrong way to grieve and everybody does it differently.
Sure.
And that's what happened with Scott Peterson. Although, yes, he also was having an affair with somebody and that obviously is suspicious, right? So I don't want to make it that that's the only reason, but a lot of why he kept being a suspect when there still wasn't evidence was the way he seemed in the media, which is that he did not have remorse or that he wasn't grieving appropriately. I shouldn't say remorse because maybe he didn't do anything, right? So should we hold him to a different standard, not as high of a standard as people who knowingly go into social media? Because I think that's some of why there's such criticism for people like Chloe and Rachel Hollis.
Yep.
I think that's why there's so much pushback.
Totally.
Towards them. I really wonder, because it's like, well, yes, in some ways I think we should hold them to a higher standard, but then in other ways it's like, but they're still human. And how are they supposed to know, even though they go in knowing, how do you really know until you experience it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that so I feel like people were upset with Rachel Hollis and Khloe Kardashian because they seemed, I think that it's the, like, Rachel Hollis was really tone deaf. She's also, like, really, she kept referring to, like, she has somebody come and clean her toilets every day. And I think this is, like, a long line of her being problematic and just people. So I think that that's kind of what happened with her. And Chloe, I feel like, you know, she was upset that an unedited picture of her was being circulated online. And I feel like everybody can resonate with that because, like, I have some pictures that I took in my 20s where I'm like, why was this a thing that I thought was a good idea? Like kissy faces.
Right.
But, you know, honestly, like, I always chalk it up to, like, oh, that sucks. Like, I feel like we all have that. Like, you're on Facebook, I was going to say. Where it, like, reminds you of things that you posted. Because, like, Facebook has been around now for, what, like, 15 years, 16? So it'll – and I think I've been on there since the start. I have had a Facebook account since 2006 or 5. And, yeah, like, it's lifespan. So it's got some memories for me that were not great. Sometimes I even, like, look at the stuff that I'm saying. It's, like, just random. I'm like, what the hell are you even talking about?
I know. And I really don't like that Facebook is like, this happened 1 year ago. It's like, if I wanted to see what happened a year ago, I would look Facebook. I don't really need you to remind
They love it. They're like, this is what happened. This is what you posted.
It's a way of engaging. I get it. Because they're always trying to engage you.
Totally. And sometimes it's funny. But, like, I always see those and I'm just like, oh, God, ridiculous. I can't believe myself.
Yeah, right.
But, like, you know, for Khloe Kardashian, I'm just like, you know, I do understand why she was upset because she has a lot of body image issues. But what's interesting, I think that people took umbrage with her because she was really, like, threatening to sue people. She was taking down Reddit pages all so that people didn't.
So she was really trying to control something she couldn't.
Right.
And I think, yeah, that's what I was reading, too, was, like, what message does that send?
Yeah, like, we all have these things, like, we all have a photo where if you take it at a certain angle, you don't look great. Or, you know, you have a memory of saying, like, something so cringy when you were, like, upset about an ex-boyfriend that you shouldn't have been. And you, like, wrote love lyrics. I mean, if you could be reminded of your aim away messages, like, ugh. Like, it's just always a little, like, so what the fuck was wrong with me? But, you know, that's how she really looks and how she, like, I don't want to say, like, oh, my God, and how she looked is, like, great. But also compared to, like, lots of women and girls in the world, she looks perfect, not because she is perfect, but because she's honestly paid a lot of money to look that good without a filter. I mean, if anything, like, no filter made her look a little bit more human. Like, we saw some little dimps and wrinkles. But, like, the thing is, it's, like, when you say that you feel, like, so, like, she's, like, so ashamed of this photo, the message that it sends out to other people is bad because nobody looks like that.
Yeah, and I think I do struggle though because I also agree with her that she absolutely has a right to control what images are out there of her because we all know of so many women who images have been used against them. So I get where she's coming from that angle, but I think it's the reasoning of why she doesn't want the picture out there. Like, if it was, like, it's so interesting to me that, you know, they allow their kids into media. And mm-hmm. I always think that's kind of interesting because I've heard from other parents that that's something to be concerned about. And I don't know, I'm not a parent, so I don't want to really weigh in my own judgment about it. But just like the safety of your kids and having them being portrayed out there and what they look like and where mm-hmm. they're going and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's interesting that that's not an issue, but then something like this is. So I think it's probably more the reasoning, you know, for why, that it's not really a great reason.
mm-hmm. Well, and I mean, honestly, I think it's like the reasoning, but also like one, like you said, I think they show their children because that's how they make their money. And taking yeah. photos of her is how she makes her money. And she's supposed to be a role model. So like, you were living and dying off of, like, she has a show called Revenge Body. She talks of, like, she, that
oh,
is her.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is yeah. that an online show?
No, it's an E-Network show about, like, how she lost all the weight. And, like, she invites women who are going through, like, tough times. And she hooks them up with a personal trainer. And, like, they
love
get
it.
So, like, she has this show called Revenge Body. And you are basically saying you're ashamed of your body. And I just think it's, like, not a really great message to send out. If it were mm-hmm. a picture of her nude boobs or a picture of, like, her vagina, I would be like, oh my God, of course. Yeah, please. Yeah. But like, it was a picture of you in a bikini that you would have posted if it were filtered. And I just think that, like, yeah. when you have a TV show and a platform, especially for Chloe, because her platform is, you know, love and light, body positivity. She works out super hard to get into shape. And she's talked about like her body issues and like being the fat Kardashian, which is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. you've talked about that. You've sent out this messaging. This is a part of your platform and how you make money. And I think the messaging of like reacting in that way was wrong. I just don't think it was a good way to send out, especially because also she has fat shamed other people before. And also I just feel like, you know, it's not for some people, like, I'm just like, it's not their job to be the body police. Like, sometimes I get kind of like upset with people when they're like, oh my God, I can't believe that, Cardi B would have a song called WAP, and it's like, what is the message she's sending to young girls? But like, Cardi B's never said that she's a role model. Khloe Kardashian has. And so like, I feel like if you've established yourself as body positivity, a role model for young girls, women power, and like this, it's just really, when you go against your brand, it would be like if you found out that a place that was serving you vegan food was actually a fucking beef burger. It's just fake. And like, you have a right to be, like, people can be upset about that because, like, you are sending out fake messages and, like,
right.
when this
now,
is how
you... how do you not be fake just in general being on social media? I mean, I think that's something that's so fascinated me about this book was mm-hmm. how it's all fake, but you're trying at the same time that it's so fake, you're trying to show how genuine mm-hmm. it is.
But like,
isn't that the case for everybody in social media? Like, it's such a mind fuck for the identity, I have to imagine.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's very difficult, but I also think that I'm a firm believer of like, if you've decided that this is your brand, right? Like, if you've mm-hmm. decided that this is who you are and this is how you make your money, you're entitled at any point to change your brand, of course, but you have to expect that people are going to balk at you for doing that. So like, if Khloe Kardashian wants to decide that like her brand is no longer body positivity and she only wants filtered images to be released, cool, then stop telling us how body positive you are. And then we'll just all be like, okay, cool, you don't like give a fuck about that, and that'll be just fine. I think that, you know, if I were to be an influencer and something was my brand, I would anticipate that people would be upset with me for behaving in a way that wasn't authentic to what I was selling them. It's a product. It sounds horrible, but you're a product. People are paying you for being yourself and the shit that you're selling.
Well, so but that makes more sense than to like have an identity that's fake. That's even though you're like, I don't know though. See, even
well,
as I say that, I get tripped up.
I think it's always a little bit fake. You're like,
well, right. Because it is a product. Yeah, but then how is it, if it's not you, then how is it you're being genuine then to the product and the brand, but not to your, I just really struggle.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you struggle because that's not what you're choosing to do. But like, you, if you've chosen a lifestyle where like literally yeah. the Kardashians' life, because like, who would buy Good American jeans if it were not Khloe Kardashian? Who would buy $50 lip kits if they were not Kylie Jenner? Your brand is your money. If you have decided that that's how you're going to make money, and if you decide that you want to change, of course you're entitled. Like, Khloe Kardashian has changed a lot, and she's entitled to do that. But then you have to take a step back and say, like, this is what I'm going to be. Like, this is what I'm rebranding myself as. Her sister's done it. I mean, look at Kim. She was nude. She's got sex tapes, and now she's really working herself. She, like, I listened to a whole podcast about her. She did all of this work so that just the girl who posed nude all the time. She, like, had never been invited to a Met Gala. She, like, worked her ass off to get invited. Like, she worked overtime to change her brand, and she recognized that people were upset with her when she tried to change. Like, that's what happens. Mm-hmm. And I think that Khloe should expect this kind of pushback, because she is, I mean, she used to be the authentic sister, and, like, really, and I think that that picture and everything that happened really was, like, oh, I think it was a wake-up call for people that it's, like, oh, you're not who you used to be, you're different now, which is okay, but like, you have to expect that some people are not going to be happy with the new product.
Yeah, you know,
like when they took the cocaine out of Coca-Cola, maybe I don't want that anymore. I wanted cocaine in my Coke.
Yeah, the cocaine is the secret. That's
I mean,
sure.
I don't really love McDonald's fries now that they stopped frying them in beef. They don't taste as good. I mean, I still eat them. Oh, but you notice the
I didn't
difference.
Know that. When did that happen?
A long time ago. This had to be like 15 years ago. Plus, 15 plus years ago. But they're not as delicious, I will say. They're still very good. But I miss the beef. But also, the vegans and vegetarians were not wrong for being upset at McDonald's fries.
Oh, yeah.
Were vegetarian when they had fried them in beef. That's fucked up. That's what Khloe Kardashian did. She told us that the fries were vegetarian, but she was putting them. She was putting them in the beef, and the beef made it taste a little bit different. And so now she's gonna have to be honest and say, "Look, I'm gonna change my recipe. I'm not gonna be frying my French fries in beef anymore." And then she's gonna get new people who like her. There's plenty of people who like that, like very tailored, very curated. Well, people like that, and that'll be okay too. But like, if that's not what people were looking for, no one is going to be like she and had to anticipate some pushback for like what she did.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I feel like she must have. I think she did. But like, I don't like Khloe Kardashian anyway. So it's I neither know. Here nor there for me.
I think Kourtney's your favorite, right?
I don't like any of them.
No, I think Heidi, it must have been Heidi was saying Kourtney's her favorite then. You don't like any of them.
Yeah. Okay. Not really. Really. Like, I like to watch the show, but like, I can't really get behind.
What about Kendall? Do you like Kendall? Because she's not involved.
Do I like have to like anyone? Is that like, it's a genuine question. Can I just be like, not really? Like,
no, like, apparently not. I keep asking you questions about it.
Yeah, like, I don't dislike them. Like, I don't hate them. I don't like think about them.
No,
night.
You don't have to like them.
But
that's
I'm just,
fair.
Like, they just really, like, I feel, and it's not this, like, I'm super Mrs. Authentic. I love an Instagram influencer as much as anybody.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, what social media influencer do you like?
I mean, I don't really like any of them, but sometimes I just,
well,
like,
and that's also fair. Cause I was going to ask you, do you like, because I think I really struggle. Like I said, to me, it's such a mind fuck of the identity. And I think that's so damaging for a culture.
Like I like people who like, there's some influencers who are like, they're influencers, but they really have content surrounding like TV shows that I watch. I love that. Like, that's actually primarily what I follow. Like, Heidi follows a bunch of dancers. I follow a bunch of, like, I watch, like, it started off with Bravo Historian, who I love. And then, like, it's moved into, like, Two Judgy Girls. And then it's, like, Talk of Shame, which is, like, this African-American woman who, like, brings, like, black insight into Bravo TV shows, which is so good. And it's, like, so interesting. I love watching. And I learn a lot. Like, she did a deep dive on The Bachelor. Like, it's good shit.
Wow.
It's stuff that I like. Like, it's, like, things that make you think, things that speak to kind of where I am in my life right now, which is, like, a little bit of social justice mixed with some Bravo celebrities, which is exactly what I'm looking for. So that's
I love that. It's a great combination.
So, like, that's kind of what I'm into right now, because I feel like it is, like, fun to, it's fun to engage with people like that, like, mm-hmm. because I feel like we're on the same wavelength. But, like, mm-hmm. I have to say, like, a couple of years ago when, like, you know, five or even less, like, maybe 4 years ago, I would have been super into, like, a Courtney or a Chloe, because I was, like, really into being, like, I love to, like, I still love to have an extension situation, but I think mm-hmm. I was way more into, like, getting my nails done, getting my hair done, mm-hmm. and I still enjoy those things, but it's just not necessarily top of mind, and mm-hmm. I, like, I do them, but it's, like, I don't need to watch you tell me about your $80,000 hair thing anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care. So, like, you know, I think it's ages and stages. Everybody likes what they like, but, like, I think I'm kind of over that now. Mm-hmm. But still enjoy Instagram because, like, people also, I love watching people cook stuff on Instagram.
Okay.
That's, like, a fave. I will, like, talk about TV shows. I follow that. And I like recipes. Like, I love it if it's, like, a delicious, like, orange chicken, but healthy. Like, I like stuff like that. Or, like, mm-hmm. how to use your air fryer. So, like, I follow mostly things like that.
Okay.
And I was, you know, was with Heidi over the weekend, and she was, like, us her Instagram, and it was basically all dancers. So that was, I was like, see, like,
everybody's
like,
different.
There's a niche for everyone.
Yeah. There is.
So, yeah, like, that's kind of what I think about her. But, you know, I think it's for Scott Peterson. It's mm-hmm. There's a show on Netflix. It's, I think, obviously, it's still up. I don't think they've removed it.
Trial by Media.
Yeah, right? Totally. And I think that talks about, I don't think they talked about Scott Peterson on that one. But
I didn't watch that. I don't know why I didn't watch it. I just wasn't interested in it whatever reason. Or I didn't think I was by looking at it. But yeah, I mean, I don't know that he was in there either. But of course, I mean, he would be a good example of someone who definitely had a trial by the media.
Totally. I mean, I think that I still think Scott Peterson is guilty, I have to say. I do not believe he is innocent. However, he is getting a second trial, so we shall see. But he still seems pretty guilty, just based on the shit that he said to his mistress. Like, that part was really, like, saying, like, oh, my wife is dead. Like, then she dies. I was like, okay, like, that's a little too – it was a little much. Like, I'm reading
– wait. Was that him or was that the other guy?
That was him. I'm reading Amber Fry's book right now. And yeah.
Oh, like, you are. Okay. He's like, how is that?
It's great. And it makes me feel like he's really guilty. So like, there's a lot to it. And also, like, they only knew each other for a couple weeks. Like, it's a lot. But, like, no, I think you're thinking about the Family Annihilator.
Correct.
I can't remember his name, which is good because we don't need to remember his name. But the man who killed his beautiful wife and his two daughters.
Yes.
He did not tell his girlfriend that his wife was dead because, remember, she knew about her. He told her that they were getting a divorce, and then he told her she walked out like, went missing. And it was like, okay, sir. But, you know, whatever. Amber, though, she didn't know that this woman existed. And then she found out. He was like, okay, I have to confess to you, da 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 da. Like, you know, this will be my first Christmas without her. And it was, like, before she died, though. Right before she died, he was like, this will be my first Christmas without her. And I haven't gotten to the part where he tells her that yet, but, like, I heard about it on a podcast, and then I was like, oh, hold up. I've got to go, like, do a deep dive on Scott Peterson. Cause, like, I always felt in my soul that he was guilty, but I was listening mm-hmm. to a podcast with, like, it's a podcast called Coffee Convos with this girl from Teen Mom and Cressley Family Value. I don't even know what the fuck the show is called. Sorry. Like, I don't know what it's called. But I listened to it because it's kind of like our show, but they're famous. So I listened to it. And they have recently started to have, like, bonus episodes about murder, mm-hmm. which I'm like, yes. I don't even listen to their regular episodes anymore. I just listen to the lawyer who comes on. And so anyway, like, they both had thought Scott Peterson was guilty too. And the lawyer just starts, like, poking holes in the case. And I was like, then it made me like, I still didn't change my mind, but I was curious. So then I, like, went back, did a deep dive, and I was like, I'm going to read Amber Fry's book. So anyway, that's how I ended up there. And then also how I, like, it's COVID, like, gets you so lost in the wind with all the, like, that's all you hear about, like, COVID, presidential election, vaccine, people mm-hmm. dying. And then, like, somewhere in between all of this, Scott Peterson has a new trial that I totally didn't know about. which I'm like very interested to see like how that happens, because they didn't sequester the jewelry, which seems kind of stupid, right? Because like we just said, it was very media, like very much so in the media. So like, I'm confused about why they didn't sequester them. So it was like such a super short trial. So they were comparing it to like his versus OJ, because that was like another really media heavy situation. And they were just like, yeah, like the judge in the OJ case, like sequestered the jury. We don't really know like why this didn't happen. So I'm really curious to see now that it's been, I think it's been almost 20 years, if I'm recalling that correctly.
I don't know. That's a good point.
I think it has been almost 20 years. I'm going to Google it so I don't sound like an idiot. Scott Peterson, I think it looks like this happened in 2002. So yeah, we're super close to 20 years. Since she passed away, maybe not since the trial, but since she passed away, because I don't think they ever found her head. I think I'm remembering that correctly, but yeah, so because a lot of people, I'm sure, that will be on the jury, it's possible they don't remember this.
True. Yeah.
So like they might be able to get like a very fair assessment, because, you know, people that are older than, like, we know about it, but we don't know as much as probably our parents do. So like if they got a bunch of like millennials,
yeah.
So maybe it'll end up a little bit more fair.
Yeah, we'll see. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
I mean, I'm not going to watch it. I'm not. But I'm curious, but I'm not going
to
like.
You'll listen to podcasts about it and watch documentaries, but not the actual thing.
No, yeah. I don't like that. Like, I people love watching trials on TV now, and I'm just like, no. I don't want to do that. That's not an adequate use of my time. But I want somebody else to do it and then tell me the highlights. I love a highlight reel. But that's it. So wait, did you have more thoughts about that?
No.
Okay.
I didn't. Thanks for your insights.
Like, I think that your ultimate question was, do I think that Scott Peterson and Kourtney Kardashian should be treated differently? No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
That's fine. It's fine. As long
as I'm okay how it is.
If he wasn't having an affair, maybe. But like the affair made me like, well, now I want to know. And at the very least, I want a Dateline episode. At minimum, I want a Dateline episode. I listen to Dateline every single day, and I always am hopeful.
Listen, is there a podcast version?
Yeah, basically, they just take the TV show and put it into a podcast.
Wow, so smart.
I prefer that. I don't want to see it. I just like listening to it while I fall asleep at night. So I love it, though.
That's something to fall asleep to.
That guy's voice really sends me. I'm just like, oh, so relaxing. I'm ready for bed. But it's always the husband, no matter what, or the wife. I'm just like, for once, Dateline, I just want it to be a fucking stranger. But it never is. It's always somebody. It's like so oftentimes somebody who they know. And it's usually the husband or the wife.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's how it typically works. I mean, so that makes sense.
I know, but I just want to be shocked. I want to be like, oh, like somebody else.
Read some fiction.
I do that too. I'm reading a book about murder, like a mystery murder book right now.
There you go.
And I'm watching Cruel Summer, which is, I forgot to mention, would recommend. Very good.
Okay.
It's in the 90s. It's on Hulu. It's like set between like 93, 94, 95. They're playing like some amazing 90s jams.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen commercials for this. Maybe it just came back to Hulu or something.
No, it's brand new. It's a brand new show. So it's only
set in the 90s. I see. Okay.
It's set in the 90s. So, and it's so good. It's like told in, it's like out of chronological order. So you don't know what's happened. It's a unreliable narrator. It's really good.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it, guys. Have a wonderful rest of your Sunday, because that's when these come out. And I will say that the episode that we released right before, well, like earlier, that was called Let's Talk About Murder, has had so many listens. So it seems like people.
You're kidding.
No, I'm serious. So it seems like people really.
People
enjoy
are just
it.
Obsessed murder.
Yeah.
So we should put something about Scott Peterson in the title.
I will. I'll trick them.
I mean, it's not a trick.
We talked about it.
It's true.
Like, we talked about it for like 3 minutes, but I'm like,
no,
yes.
We talked about it more than that.
Maybe five.
I think it was a part of an integral part of this episode, mm-hmm. I would say.
Okay. Well, I will put that in the title, guys. So it's just so you know, if you're listening to this and you're like, this is not about Scott Peterson, just
it
know.
Absolutely is. Jamie thinks so.
Okay. Well,
that Jamie will fight you on it.
Well, okay, guys. If you're ready to fight with Jamie, leave us a message or comment. Anyway, guys, bye.
Bye.